9 days remaining.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Daily Happy. Today is Monday, September 11th, 2023. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Pickhart.
And whether you're waking up or winding down, we want to be there for you.
Yep. And you can be there for us by leaving us a review. You know, if you've been here for a while or even if you just got here, just tell people it's a pretty good podcast because podcast. And also send us some vocal warm-ups because apparently I wasn't ready to start podcasting. All right. See you later.
That's actually a great podcast name for like a dog podcast. You could be like, it's the Pawscast.
Oh, that's really cute.
Right. Or yeah, if it was that. A meditation, it's the Pawscast.
Just true. Pause. Yes. And if you did a podcast all about candy dispensers, it could be the Pezcast.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a story, but I need you to know before I talk about it that I am not in any way making fun of anyone in this story.
Okay.
And I really mean that. Okay.
Got it.
So there's a story about a flight, a Delta flight from Atlanta that had to turn around last week because a passenger had severe diarrhea.
Oh, I saw that headline and I did not click further.
No, I know. I wasn't going to click further, but I was like, let me see. But this is what I found out, which is kind of cool. Because this is the reason I clicked on it. Was that I saw a comment from somebody who had been on the plane.
Yeah.
And they said that Delta really did amazingly. And the person, it was so bad they had to solicit clothing from another passenger. So this is an issue, right? And then the flight attendant sat outside the bathroom with them for most of the flight so that they had someone there. They gave free like stuff to everybody on the plane, all that kind of stuff. So if it had to happen,
it
does say that this passenger did say like it was handled as best that it could.
Oh my God.
Okay. And
awful.
The fact is, we're human beings.
Yeah.
And it might happen. Right? There's nothing that makes you feel more like an animal as when something is happening. Now, Allison, why am I bringing this up today?
I don't know why.
Because you had food poisoning this morning.
That's right.
We were supposed to record everyone early this morning. I get a text from Allie. She's like, food poisoning, which I mean, you should know. We constantly text each other and we're like, stomach trouble, headache, can't do it. Bye. Right. Which is another reason that this podcast is taking a pause. Oh, we should talk about that too. Every day, probably for the next few days. But first, before we tell you the important stuff, I'm going to tell you how to handle that if something happens to you and you happen to be in public.
Well, this I listened to this podcast one day too late.
I know. I'm so sorry. So first of all, what over-the-counter stuff do you go to?
Pepto.
Yeah, it's great.
Ginger. Oh, is that over-the-counter? Is that considered?
Yeah, ginger is over-the-counter. I mean, you don't have to go to a doctor for it.
I do like ginger tea.
To help with the nausea or something.
And then peppermint oil.
Okay. Well, this article, I got it from khealth.com, says also kaopectate and Pepto. They're both great. They're both kind of the same thing. The thing is bismuth subsalicylate. I never know where to put the accent on long medical words, everyone. So if that was wrong, okay. So that stabilizes how fluids move through the digestive tract. So that's great, right? There's also a medication called loperamide that you can find. And that's great. That says they're both really quick. Oh, also, lots of clear fluid. Water, herbal tea, exactly what you had said. Some juices. Do not drink carbonated drinks, coffee, alcohol, or prune juice because those can irritate the intestines.
Interesting.
I didn't know that.
Well, I thought I knew that about like coffee and like soda and alcohol, but prune juice, I thought was you're supposed to drink.
Well, prune juice makes you go.
So you probably don't want to do more of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what the brat diet is.
Yes. Bananas, rice, applesauce, tea. I don't know.
Toast.
Oh, toast.
Yeah, brat. Bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast. Those are all very bland foods that will absorb fluids in your tummy.
Yeah.
Which is great. They also say clear soup broth, plain soup noodles. I don't even know what that means. Saltine crackers and plain potatoes. Nothing that has like grease on it. So not chips or French fries.
What's a plain potato?
Maybe like a baked potato.
Oh, with just nothing on it.
Or a frozen tater tot you'd put in the air fryer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe. I'm guessing about that one, so don't listen to me. Yeah. You can also do some probiotic supplements that will assist.
Yeah.
And cut back on dairy products.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Avoid alcohol and caffeine. We talked about that. And did you say chamomile tea?
I didn't, but that sounds good.
Yeah, it says chamomile tea has a calming effect on the gastro system.
Oh, I thought it was just on your mind.
Oh, like it soothes you?
Yeah, I thought it was just like a Zen tea.
Ooh, I don't know. But if you're having the issue.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're like, oh, it's food poisoning. Like, you know what it is, right? A stomach flu or whatever. Yeah. But you can also have that result from food allergies.
Oh, really?
So you can have a food allergy you don't know about and it makes you do that.
I mean, I've thought about getting that test. I think it's called like Everwell or Everly or something like that, where they like prick your finger and you send it off and it tells you all the things that you're sensitive to.
Yeah.
It's just expensive.
Well, you know, you can go to a doctor and have your insurance pay for it.
Really?
I've done it. Yeah. You go to an allergist.
Speaking of insurance.
Let's talk about it.
Since we only have 9 days left. Oh, which by the way, we should say there's 9 days left of this podcast. But if you love the daily format, you can get it every single Wednesday at $10K Dollar Day, the podcast. And we're going to start every Wednesday with this 10-minute format. So you can get it there or stay for the whole show, which is super fun too. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've been telling our Daily Happy listeners about, my fibroid journey.
Oh, boy.
So this Saturday, I have my MRI, and then I have to get I made the appointment to get the hysteroscopy for them to take the IUD out.
Right.
Take a wild guess. And I have insurance, mind you. I have insurance. How much this outpatient, volume-only IUD extraction is going to cost me?
I literally have no idea. I don't even know where to start with that.
$2,226.
What?
My insurance is covering $200.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, So the other day I was at the OBGYN and I'm telling the the nurse your story. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm like, my best friend's in so much pain. I got so mad and da 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 da. And she says to me, yeah, that's why I want, I'm trying to convince the doctors here to get a floating anesthesiologist.
Oh.
And I said, what are you talking about? She said, well, a lot of women's clinics do not have pain management. And I said, right. That's exactly what happened to my friend. They told her they couldn't give her anything. She said, but some clinics hire floating anesthesiologists. And they do have pain management. So you can actually ask the clinic, but it has to be like an independent clinic. But I was like, how am I supposed to know that? Like, why is that my job? Why is my access to pain management dictated by where I'm going to get a procedure done? Because she said to me like, oh yeah, I wouldn't have that procedure or this procedure or that procedure like at a clinic. I would only go to a place like this. And I was like, I don't know the difference.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know either. That's
so crazy. Anyway, if you have anything more than that, I would ask point blank, like, is there somewhere else I can go that will give me pain meds?
Pain meds, yeah. Remaining. Well, that's what's crazy. When they called me to make the appointment, she was not expecting me to go through with it because of the price. Like, I could
what
tell on
was
the phone.
The choice?
That's my point. I'm like, I got to get this out. Like, what are you talking about?
Would they have covered a full hysterectomy?
I don't know. I maybe should have asked that.
I wonder if because okay, well, welcome to our bodies and our lives. I hope you've liked it. We have eight episodes left.